This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
We will probably need a supplemental for more security for members when the enemy is within the House of Representatives. We have members of Congress who want to bring guns on the floor and have threatened violence on other members of Congress.
All right, Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, furious with what she's saying, the targeting of Democrats by some Republicans in the House. It's really ignited more of a war even between the Republicans and the Democrats. And this all goes back to what happened 3 weeks ago, and that is the attack on the Capitol. And then in question is a newly elected congresswoman from Georgia, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Pelosi didn't name her, but alluded to her. Let's put it that way. Hey, hey, everybody. How are you? Wherever you're listening to us in this land or perhaps outside of our borders, tough terrain with COVID. And we'll talk about that and this new variant, which just shakes me to the core. Seriously, the South African strain, no travel, no way, no how, doubling up on masks. It's the worst that we have seen it of the entire pandemic, the absolute worst. But first, let's go back to what I first started talking about and what you heard there, Nancy Pelosi, who blasted the Republican leadership for putting Congresswoman Green on the Education Committee. That was one thing that happened. And she said, what I'm concerned about is the Republican leadership in the House of Representatives who were willing to overlook or ignore statements, because in 2019, and there was video of this, she wasn't the congresswoman then, but Congresswoman Green said that Nancy Pelosi was a traitor and should be executed. So that, of course, circulated all over the place. It's now gone missing if you try to find it, but it's still out there. And she has been assigned to the Education Committee. And one of the things that also she was caught saying, I guess on tape, etc., is she mocked the killing of the kids at Sandy Hook Elementary School. And I know there's lots of people listening to us in Connecticut, so I know how they feel about that. And also the teenagers at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. And she says, what could they possibly be thinking? She said the focus should be on Republican leaders. And her presence on the Education Committee shows the disregard they have for the death of those children. She added this last thing, saying it was really beyond the pale. So I think it's going to get worse in Washington, where this deep divide is growing ever wider. And the idea of bipartisan, I think, is a myth and not going to happen very often. It's going to be not bipartisanship on the Hill, certainly with, I'm going to say this, the majority, unless something changes somehow with the approach to some of the things that are happening. And I think part of this is also because if you look at Green's background, and some of you just have emailed me about this today, when we go to our mailbag, we'll talk about it, but Green has supported the QAnon conspiracy theory in the past and does have a history of some of those comments that I mentioned, but she was elected to represent in Georgia. And now, on the heels of the disaster at the Capitol, I think that puts more fuel on the fire, and especially for Nancy Pelosi. No matter what you think about Nancy Pelosi, assassinating, ripping apart, outrageousness of the crowd, come on, that is not the United States of America. And trust me, you don't want to live in some of these other countries that I've visited where they don't have the freedoms and liberties that we have. So to see that and to see the vulnerabilities still is just sickening to me. A judge in D.C. said enough is enough. If you remember the photograph of Richard Barnett, the guy who had his feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk on that assault on the Capitol on June 6th. What happened with him, of course, he was arrested, 60-year-old from Arkansas, and what a judge in D.C. said is that he is entitled, he's brazen, and he's a braggart. So the judge's first public comments related to the events at the Capitol, she said he showed a total disregard for the law. We're hearing disregard a lot. And a total disregard for the U.S. Constitution. And, of course, he's charged with entering the Capitol violently with a dangerous weapon, a stun gun, and stealing government property, a piece of mail from Pelosi's office that he displayed in interviews outside the building. We all saw that, where he said, "I left a quarter on the desk." He identified himself to the New York Times as an intruder in her office during the breach. So there's no question there's plenty of audio and video of him. After the riot, prosecutors say he turned off location services on the phone. You know how you have those. And paid tolls in cash. And when the FBI came calling to his house in Arkansas, he told them he no longer had a cell phone, that they wouldn't find much of his property because he's a smart man. At a detention hearing, his longtime partner admitted, whoops, that she had relocated his clothing and his guns after he returned. So in Arkansas, they approved his release, saying he could safely stay with his partner until the trial. But the D.C. judge disagreed, saying he came to the Capitol prepared with a weapon, cloaked with entitlement, and seemed happy to be one of the stars of the revolt, only to attempt to evade law enforcement after leaving. So it's a no-go for him. And the judge said, we're still living in D.C. with the consequences of the violence in which the defendant is alleged to have participated, and said, I can see the National Guard patrolling from my window. So far, more than 150 people are charged with crimes connected to the attempt to block President Biden from taking office. Prosecutors have agreed to release most of them, but some no, and this is one of those no's. She described the charges, Judge Howell described the charges against Barnett as in some ways too benign sounding to fairly describe what happened. She said, this is destined to go down in the history books in this country. In an incredulous, angry tone, she read, because this is something we hadn't heard before, from a vulgar letter that she described left on the desk, which belongs to a member of Pelosi's staff. So, brazen, entitled, dangerous. He spoke briefly at the hearing, saying he's a good man and that people love him. I hope they love him in prison, because she said, no, he is in prison. There is no release for this one. And there's a couple of others. Situation, others have been released, maybe charged and released, waiting for their trial. But I've said this all along, as this is now 3 weeks later. The thing to watch is who's accountable for what happened, and the people that smashed the window, the people that stole things or destroyed things or made comments about killing or stunning or capturing or any of that kind of stuff. Any of those are the ones that will go down for this, mark my words. But how much, I don't know. We'll see what happens as this all plays out. And some of this will play out during that impeachment hearing. We're bouncing to the mailbag.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Pig in the mailbag.
All right, as we tiptoe around all this virtual mail, light is the way to go at the top of this, and then we'll go deeper and darker. As some of the emails that I've received, people are furious or they're just still wondering what ultimately is going to happen with the president, and it's kind of a hodgepodge of opinions, and I like it that way, because I say that this show is all about that, left of left, right of right, don't want to call yourself anything, don't belong to a tribe, feel like you're an independent, and you just want your voice to be heard, or you want to talk about something else that has nothing to do with the pandemic that is swirling around us, or the political rows that are going on in Washington that affect you and I. So this one was interesting. Joe from I don't know where, he says Joe from somewhere, says Botticelli. Oh, so much dough. Did you see this, Miss Delaney? And I know he must be referring to this because it was a kind of a big headline. And there is a Botticelli that just went for $92 million. Who has $92 million for this rare portrait, but it's one of the last paintings by this Italian Renaissance painter, and it was in a private collection. It was auctioned off for that amount of money on Thursday, a record, and it was the most costly painting to sell at the auction this year at Sotheby's. And you know what? It's weird. It was a young man holding a rondelle, and it was sold to an anonymous buyer because, of course, a virtual auction in London. And that's the deal. They have, I guess, an annual Masters Week. And, wow. I mean, that's a big markup. That's a huge markup. The previous record for that artist, $10.4 million. Once again, starving artist, but when you die, if you're a master, somebody's making money off of your art. It might not have been you when you were alive, but somebody else is making the dough. So that's where I think that goes. Doug, listening to us in Tucson, had the same idea. Kate, I could go on and drone about the woes in Arizona, my favorite adopted home, when it comes to ICU beds and stories of who's getting COVID and who's dying from COVID, but I want to talk about a different drone of sorts. I saw something about pizzas being delivered by drone. I know you've talked about this before, and it certainly looks like we're going to see that maybe sooner rather than later. Do you think it works? I mean, could people grab the pizza from the drone? I don't know. How do you do this and make this work? How do you fly pizza in the air and go for a couple of miles and dump it at somebody's house and it works and it doesn't get caught up in anything? And then would that create more jobs because you'd have to have people that were almost like gamers where they could fly the drones all day and all night long? Well, you know what? I'm laughing through this, but here's the deal. In Tel Aviv, they already have drones making pizza runs from Pizza Hut. And they have these designated parking lots. Drivers pick up the meals and they deliver them the last mile. So they're doing the whole thing. They're taking it to the parking lot and this is their way to test it. I think the idea is it takes it right to your front door. And they're saying that there is a market for this. Deloitte is predicting it'll probably represent about $111 billion annually for UPS, FedEx, Amazon, Walmart, to have these deliveries by drones. Oh, boy, I don't know how that would work. I know that they've tried it before, you know, practices. You know, Verizon and UPS say they're going to deliver whatever goods they have by drone to the villages. You know, the villages is like a different world in Florida. So that they say they're going to do that. And the FAA actually gave its first approval to a Massachusetts company to fly fully automated drones with no pilot steering from the ground. So I think it's timely that you asked about that because there are people that are companies that are testing it. It just is, you know, as somebody who has a drone, I have two drones. And as I've crashed drones, a drone has gone missing. I would be terrible at this. But, you know, drones can't carry that much, I can't imagine. So like 5 pounds or so. So I guess that would be maybe, I don't know, two pizzas and a Coke, and that's what they say in Israel. But I guess if there's heavy traffic on the ground, the drone would get you your pizza. So there is that, and then you could have a tracker that would follow the progress from the oven to the air to, you know, delivery. I just can envision some really crazy things happening. I mean, they're talking about, you think about places where there's water, it just will fly over the water. I think the weight of it would be crazy. It'd be wild to see it. Because if it works for somebody, I mean, if it really works for somebody, then other people are going to use it because it could be cheaper. So what would be the limitations of how many drones could be in the air at one, at one time? I don't know. All right, this one from Sandy. Kate, I do not like Nancy Pelosi. I have never liked Nancy Pelosi. I think she talks out of both sides of her mouth. But I don't want to see her assassinated, ripped apart, hung, or any of these other nonsensical, disgusting, despicable things that are being said. I'm a lifelong Republican, proud of it, but I am not proud of those who support this idea. What are we, barbaric? Nancy Pelosi is almost out of office. I mean, how much longer does she have to go? So why in the world would she be the kingpin that everybody wanted to go after and was willing to wreck their own lives and their families' lives and be so crazed to do some of the things that have been suggested that they would do to her? It makes no sense whatsoever. And again, I do not like Nancy Pelosi. I do not. But I would defend her right to, as she was elected by the people in her district, to do what she does and not fear for her life. We are living in a different world when somebody who is elected fair and square goes to Washington to represent the people in their state, and they are threatened with their life because of something that they vote on or an ideology that others don't agree on. Okay, ba-dum-bump. Well said, I agree. You can just absolutely not stand whoever it is and the quotes you hear or some of the clips you see or whatever, but yeah, assassinating, threatening, hanging, yeah, no, that's not my America. I agree. We're in agreement there. All right, how about this one from Mick the Stick? I think now everybody's going to make up nicknames because of Dan the Man and some others. But Mick the Stick says, Kate, I don't know who's more incompetent. I don't know if it's Cuomo and some of the things that he said about what's happening in New York with COVID, or if it's Gavin Newsom, who I think you said you recently would not vote for him if you were a Californian based on this off-again, on-again policy and how he's messed up the economy of California with the indecisiveness. I think it's more about political perseverance and preserving what they have, that piece of territory. Oh, that's the political game, because the people around politicians want them to be elected to higher office, or they want them to be elected again and again and again, or whatever it is. But yeah, I mean, it's, you're always running, and that's part of the problem, right? That you're always running. They're running for something, and how much of what sometimes happens comes down to that, to the how does this look, and can I go against what I normally would do when people voted me in for going in this direction? And how can you have the art of compromise if you're not willing to stand on that hill when it matters? So I would say, yeah, I would say exactly what you quoted me as saying. I would not vote for him if I were a Californian because of some of the things that have happened in California, especially during the pandemic. I mean, did he cause the pandemic? No. But did he cause some hardships that could have been prevented, I think, with some of the restaurants, especially because there wasn't one course, and it was such a moving target that it created, I think, a worse chasm in some people's lives that didn't really have to happen. Thanks for all the emails. You can send me your thoughts any time of day. Kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Imagine you're on a ski slope in a pandemic, social distancing, actually having a good time, and suddenly you are fearing for your life. What would you fear for your life from? What would you ski faster from? Find out next.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House says it won't break up the nearly $2 trillion coronavirus relief package. The administration is hoping to pass a COVID-19 relief proposal that would boost funding into vaccine distribution and also help schools, small businesses, and individuals with more stimulus checks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We are not going to put ourselves in a place or anyone in a place where we're choosing between helping families to put food on the table and making sure kids get back to school.
President Biden signed two executive orders focusing on health care.
all times that we need to reinstate access to, affordability of, and extent of access to Medicaid is now in the middle of this COVID crisis.
One Order hopes to safeguard women's health in the United States and abroad. This is USA Radio News. Health officials in South Carolina announced they've identified two cases of a COVID-19 variant that emerged recently in South Africa. They're the first confirmed cases of the mutated virus in the U.S. The two patients haven't traveled internationally, and they didn't know each other. The new variants, first reported in Britain and South Africa, are said to be more transmissible, but most experts have said that the available vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna should be effective against the mutated strains. According to data from Johns Hopkins University, there were about 152,500 new cases nationwide on Wednesday and almost 4,000 deaths. Currently, the death toll in the United States is 429,000. Other COVID-19 news, San Francisco is now allowing dining and certain businesses to reopen. And the White House COVID-19 response team has approved vaccines for retired nurses and doctors. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got better days aside. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She's got better days aside. She'll unheath you. All the better just to please you.
All right, before we go to the man cave on this show, we're going to go to a different cave of sorts. There's a crazy story out of Romania that I'm going to tell you about in a second, and we got a little mic drop moment for you. The mic drop moment could have been what's going on with the whole GameStop thing. But that would just be too obvious, and we've talked about GameStop and the insanity of all of that, which I, in one way is funny, in another way is frightening because of the bubble on Wall Street. So the Robin Hood app that the Reddit, I call them the Reddit Raiders, were using, which is a free app to trade stocks, they stopped letting them use the Robin Hood app for the day on Thursday, saying that they couldn't do what they were doing, those take those certain stocks and bid them up. But then they changed that policy, and they're going to open Robinhood back up. And I say they, which it's Reddit, and the actual website that people are using is Wall Street Bets on Reddit. And so you had this whole GameStop stock frenzy. The New York Attorney General said that these stock enthusiasts, is what they're calling them, bought the stock, okay, and of course the stock went crazy, and then the hedge funds that were shorting them ultimately, because then they dumped in the opposite direction, lost $5 billion. That's a real Robin Hood move in a sense. So the app is aptly named that. But I think it's really shook up the SEC, which, of course, they're going to look into it. That's not a surprise. So Robinhood and other brokerages restricted trades, but that prompted an outcry from the investors and some others. So now it's back to business. And what happened was shares, to be more specific, if you don't know it, quickly I'll tell you, shares of GameStop and other companies just plummeted in regular trading on Thursday, even though you had major brokerages moving to limit trading in the stock. So ordinary retail investors who had used those stocks to wage kind of a war against the big Wall Street hedge funds, I don't think it was kind of, it was a war. There were some big losses on the hedge funds. I said $5 billion because they bet the shares would drop. So many of the stocks were sold off despite some of the Reddit message boards pleading with people to hold on to their investment because they can't force them. So GameStop stock that shot up closed down 44%. Other stocks boosted by investors on the Reddit message boards also cratered, with movie theater giant AMC Entertainment dropping 57%, BlackBerry shedding 42%, and Nokia falling 29%. It's like a movie from the 80s called Wall Street, although it wasn't insider trading, but a trading frenzy. Robinhood and Interactive Brokers are two of the most popular online trading apps for retail investors, and we'll see. TD Ameritrade earlier in the week said it would impose restrictions. So they're trying to stop the Reddit raiders from doing what they're doing. And it wasn't just AMC and GameStop, it was BlackBerry, it was Bed Bath & Beyond, and a whole bunch of others, too. So I guess it's all about monitoring the situation. You had AOC protesting the move to block the retail investors from purchasing stock, while she said hedge funds are freely able to trade the stock as they see fit. And, of course, she's a member of the House Financial Services Committee, saying that a hearing might be necessary. And they're also going to talk about Twitch, which is a popular video game streaming platform. I did something on Twitch once with somebody who's an incredible gamer who actually won the Madden tournament, the whole thing, in 2019. So we'll see if we spend some more time, taxpayer dollars, figuring this all out on the Hill, on the House and Senate committees overseeing the financial services industries, because if they're going to hold hearings, yeah, they're going to burn through some money doing that. That's not the mic drop moment. The mic drop moment is, imagine you are skiing. Picture yourself on a hill in Romania, just swishing back and forth, just gliding down the mountain. But right behind you is a brown bear, which could weigh up to 700 pounds, rapidly charging after you. So the skier, and you can see this, whatever your search engine is, just type in Romania skier chase down the hill. The animal was actually closing in, and the skier ditched his backpack. The bear stopped to investigate, and that probably saved him because it gave him a long enough time to get away. That's what happened, because the bear went after the backpack. But, boy, that was crazy. In 2019, there were 6 fatal brown bear attacks in Romania, and this guy was just skiing. It was a popular ski slope near Pridul, Romania. And you know, hibernation time has been cut short, so that's what they're saying, perhaps. And this was one big bear. So the mic drop moment to me is, wow, skiing good enough to get away from a charging bear. And then thinking quickly enough to throw off your backpack. I would have been bear food. Oh, I'm an okay to not okay skier, and I can't imagine. One fall, one slip, that's it. I mean, that would have been it. And there's no freezing, so that he was going after him fast, just barreling down the mountain after him. And there were all these people that were on the lift line. So they were going up, and it, so you can imagine there's all kinds of different video of this. And the so the video clearly shows what happened. It is one of the craziest things that I've seen in a very, very long time, that he was bearing down on him, you know, and you had all those bystanders on the ski lift above him just trying to do what they could to distract him, and they were screaming because they thought he didn't know. He's chasing you, go faster. They were screaming out because he was fast. And this massive animal was not deterred. I mean, he was just racing down. That is a scary, scary thing. That's a scary mic drop moment. All right, swinging into something else. I wish that this were just a movie, but this is our lives. The pandemic, January, the worst month in the United States of America. The worst for deaths. We're now, our total 431,000 lives have been lost. The scary thing to me is the South African variant that they're talking about. Two people in South Carolina have it. They had no connection to each other. They didn't travel, and they both have it. It's highly contagious. The vaccine is not effective, they don't believe, to protect us from the South African variant. So they're developing a booster. Pfizer, Moderna, anybody else getting into this game, they're doing the same thing. And it just means there's going to be more cases, more deaths, and more scary moments, because now we have yet one more variant to deal with. One more. Vicious and detected in the U.S. And they, meaning the doctors, the scientists, thought that it could happen, but this means it's going to get that much worse. I mean, it's a race against the clock. That's what we're doing. And the vaccines, trying to keep up the vaccines, that's the other thing. So people are so panicked. It is like the Hunger Games. I mean, it's the perfect way, sadly, to describe this. People are trying to bribe, do whatever they can to get the vaccine, but that's not working. There was somebody, and there are a lot of these stories, that drove from the East Coast all the way to the West Coast, hoping they would get a vaccine in Washington. And as all these states are saying, if you're not from here, don't drive here, you're not going to get in line and get a vaccine. You're not going to get it. So you have the Brazil variant. You've got the South African variant, but that's the worst one. And that's going to make it's just going to make it that much worse for everybody in the United States to have this come out of South Carolina. I mean, it's certain, it's got to be certain that there's more infections. We just haven't found them yet. And these were in adults in different regions of the state, not connected at all. That's what's so frightening. How many other undetected cases are in the state of South Carolina? So the fight against the virus, it's far, far, far from over. I mean, in all places, because viruses constantly mutate and the coronavirus variants are circulating around the globe. So the three are the ones that are the worst. So what do? Double mask. Same thing, social distance and no travel. They're saying just no travel because of what an emergency situation this is. And what a crisis if this continues to spread, which it's believed it will. Because how do you stop it? You got to have that vaccine. You got to get to that herd immunity. Man Cave next.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hiding out from those black and brown bears. Wow. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around that story. But anyway, we have a week and a little wee bit before the Super Bowl becomes a reality. Much different Super Bowl than the Super Bowls of the past. The 55th Super Bowl, we know this, right, features Tampa Bay and Kansas City. I think I now know more KC fans than Tampa fans, although I have family in Tampa and lifelong folks that live in Florida, have lived there their whole life, that are pulling for Tampa. I'm going to say that this game is going to be interesting to watch, but what's going to be interesting is, in the aftermath of it all, what the viewership is like, which I think you have a captive audience now more than ever, and there will be Super Bowl parties because there are plenty of people who are saying that they're going to still go to a Super Bowl party. They're going to have a Super Bowl party, and I can't imagine, you know, the liquor flows and all inhibitions go, and I would imagine mass and everything else, it just is that way, and especially when there's the frustration of being so cooped up or isolated or not free to do what normally would happen in our lives. So that's the scary thing. But I don't know. I think this Super Bowl has the potential to be a really great Super Bowl. The theme of Pat Mahomes in his early 20s versus the 40-year-old plus, 43-year-old quarterback for Tampa, Tom Brady, who's won so many Super Bowls, more than a fistful of Super Bowls. And the odds and all the possibilities, I think are pretty interesting in this one. So the gambling, I believe, will still be there. I think that will still be there. I think people will go to books or do it the old-fashioned way, off the books, if you know what I mean. But you have kickoff at 6:30 Eastern. Kansas City's a 3-point favorite, and the over-under is 56.5 points. So 56.5. I think it goes over. And I think that the thing that'll be interesting to watch is also the commercials, because some of the familiar commercials that I've talked about in the Super Bowl that we normally see, like Bud Light, there's not going to be any Bud Bowls or Bud Light commercials or Coke or any of that. Although the commercial spots, I found out today, are all sold out. So they didn't lose it. CBS didn't lose out on that because CBS has the Super Bowl. So it is set. The commercial lineup is set. It just won't be some of the familiar ads won't be there. And, you know, there's always about rating the Super Bowl commercials. What are the best Super Bowl commercials of all time? And, you know, Budweiser and Pepsi, they're skipping. And they're going to reallocate their media investment toward vaccine awareness. So the whole COVID thing. But there are some that are just putting it into other brands that their umbrella is over, I guess is the best way to say that. So when you look at the companies spending the most amount of money in the last year's Super Bowl, $73 million on ads, $73 million. Anheuser-Busch and Pepsi. Wow. So CBS was looking for $5.5 million for a 30-second spot during this year's game. And like I said, they're all sold out, so they got it. So the demand was down compared to last year and recent years, but it didn't mean that they didn't get them filled up. And especially because, you know, the travel industry isn't set. Normally, that would be something. You got to think about what would also be pumped into the economy of a place like Tampa, restaurants, hospitality, hotels, all that stuff. And the pandemic has led to job losses and budget cuts across all kinds of industries. So to spend the kind of money, that 5.5 for a 30-second spot, like Coke, they laid off 17% of their global workforce. That's 2,200 employees last month. 2,200. So they're declining to run a Super Bowl commercial after spending $10 million. And it can be risky, the uncertainty of it, especially for some brands because of the situation we're in with the pandemic, where normally maybe there would be an uptick in the product, but maybe it's the product that doesn't work for that. And despite saying all of this, it's just a good chance to remind all of you, you can be a winner from all of us, because here in America Tonight, I've got a jammed prize closet, and if you correctly nail the score, you win the prizes. That's it. You don't have to lay down a dollar, anything, nothing, $20, $5, nothing. All you have to do is call Wednesday into Thursday, the last segment of the first hour, and guess who's going to win. Is it going to be Kansas City or is it going to be Tampa? And what will the final score be? And if you correctly guess it, you've nailed the score. In the past, we've had some really big winners. We had a couple of winners, but we haven't had a winner in a while, and I would love to see somebody win. Somebody walk away with the loot and feel good about 2021, right? Definitely. Because we're in the man cave, we might be talking a little hoop. And what would we be talking about? Well, we'd be talking about it still pretty early in the season. You look at the Clippers, and the Clippers knocked off the Heat on Thursday, bouncing into the weekend, 109 to 105. And they had 9 triples in the third. So you think of the third quarter, and they had 9 triples in that. Just raining threes just from all over the place. The Suns and the Warriors, I mean, the Warriors forever and a day were the team to watch, right there, 10 and 9. The Suns beat them 114 to 93. I mean, we're seeing some trends that are kind of emerging, but it's still too early. It's like, you know, both L.A. teams played, and the Pistons beat the Lakers. But the Lakers, how long ago was they just won a championship? So they're 14 and 6. They lost 107 to 92. But still, LeBron James, 22 points, 7 boards, 10 assists. And then you look at Blake Griffin on the other side of that Pistons ball, where he used to play for the Clippers, 23 points, 3 boards, 6 assists. It's so early. Right? So it's like, how are we, I said this the other day, how are we back it, bouncing into the NBA already? But we are. And it's the whole long season. There have been games that have had to be canceled, have been canceled because of COVID. They're not in the bubble. They're not in Orlando. So there were more chances that were taken, but that'll all get re-racked. And they'll figure out the ones that have to be played. And that's what the commissioner said. And you know, sports is taking on a whole different life of its own, good or bad, because I think the push is on to keep people's attention so that when the pandemic lifts, the there'll be a craving to go back to an arena, to go back and watch anything live, whether it's music, whether it's sports, you know, whatever it is. So people that have been upset with the sports world will come back because they miss it. They miss the rooting for the home team, whatever. But I'm not so sure. Could there be other interest or just a lack of interest in whatever the sport is? I do think when the doors swing open, that's what I call it, the doors of life are open, that live music, travel will be top on almost anyone's list that can afford to do it. But spending big bucks for season tickets, I'm not so sure about that. The usual suspects will, but will the others actually play the game and cough up the coin? Thanks for joining us in the Man Cave. Don't forget about Nail the Score next Wednesday into Thursday. You could be a big winner here on America Tonight. Make it count, everybody.
Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.